boss us around, why don't you? Are there any men in your department? That's, I'm looking down all these women, that's right.
No, their department's smart.
No men allowed.
I do. I stand for diversity.
Do you have a problem that there's not enough?
Webb, read that.
Not enough men handling the money?
That's right.
Mrs. Webb, if you would read your proposed ordinance.
The first one, an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2013.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
And the second, an ordinance establish annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment, and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sewer districts.
Mr. Phillips introduces that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, in light of the fact that the General Assembly is on break for 2 weeks, I will simply highlight for you anything that has changed since last week.
Thank you, sir.
And if you have questions, feel free to ask. Moving down to page 2, House Bill 283, which has run into some problems in the Senate, this bill would give our administrator and their personnel department a little more flexibility in bringing forward county policy as it relates to employees. Senator Peterson in the Senate has brought to my attention a number of her concerns, and Karen Brewington and I are working on an amendment currently to remedy those concerns so we can hopefully get that bill passed.
Okay.
House Bill 325, which you know has passed the Senate, the House, has been scheduled for a hearing on June 6th at 3 p.m. in the Senate chambers. This hearing will be conducted by the Senate Executive Committee. House Substitute 1 for House Bill 227 has passed the House as of last Thursday. And Senate Bill 195, this bill relates to disclosure of materials and information in projects that have density increases. This bill has been released from committee in the Senate. Finally, Senate Bill 211, this is another tethering dog bill. We discussed it briefly last week. I would like to share with you some of the discussions we had in committee over this bill, because I made mention of our concerns about the enforceability problems that we foresaw, and also the costs that would be incurred by all three counties. And I'm very happy to tell you that as I raised my concerns, and at the end of my talk, I explained to the Senate, Senator Blevins, who is the chair of this committee, that we never really wanted the dog control legislation in the first place. Mm-hmm. And she said, I agree with you.
She gonna take it back?
She said the state should never have given it to the counties. I object to that. And she said, I also object to the additional costs that we continue to bring to the counties. So I said, well, maybe we should do something about that. And she simply said she wasn't able to discuss that at that point, but that she agreed with my complaints. I thought that was significant. Also, there was a representative there from the Kent County SPCA who objected to this bill because of the costs that will be incurred by all three counties. And the one portion of the bill that talks about it will not be allowed to tether a dog more than 18 hours out of any 24-hour period, he was asked how the Kent County SPCA would enforce that portion. And he said the only way they'd be able to enforce it would be if they could place a camera on a neighbor's property to watch the dog at some considerable expense. And I'm sure he could not expect to have that permission from adjoining property owners in every case. So I think this bill is complicated. It was released from the committee, so I do expect to see it on the Senate floor for a vote. But I just thought it would be nice to share with you that we're not the only ones that think this way about these dog requirements.
I'm not worried about the way we're all thinking. It's the way they're thinking up there. I mean, they're getting paid to think the create these bills. Good Lord.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Mr. Ficken, Delta Park lease assignment.
Good morning. One of our tenants in the industrial park at the airport
Superior Lawn and Landscaping is selling their operation to another company, Laurel Gardens Holding, and would like your approval to assign the remainder of their 30-year lease to Laurel Gardens. And we have with us today Bobby Horsey from Superior Lawn and also Gary Vickham from Laurel Gardens, if you have any questions of them. It's a 30-year lease. We're about 9 years into it, and Laurel Gardens will basically just continue to operate the facility the way it's been operating as a kind of a base of operations for their landscaping operations, place for the employees to gather before they go out and do their thing every day, and, you know, to store landscaping materials. And unless you have any questions, I have a motion.
Everything's the same but the name.
Read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the assignment of the lease between Sussex County and Superior Lawn and Landscaping, LLC, dated 1 October 2003, to Laurel Gardens Holding, LLC, tenant, contingent upon the approval of the assignment document by the Sussex County Attorney. And one thing I didn't mention is if you do approve it, we're not going to do the legal work. We're going to ask them to do that, and our attorney will just approve the document. It'll save us a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on a motion?
Now, this may not, this is not really in that particular motion, but at some point, I'd like to know how we're actually doing out at the airport economically and, you know, what, how we, you know, an overall view of how, what kind of advantage we're taking of the airport itself for economic growth. I'd like to know. I know Jim's done a lot of work. I'd like to have a summary at some point.
Basically, okay. You mean the income from our leases?
The income, yes.
Right. And expense, I guess income and expenses, right?
Okay. We can ask that question of Mr. Lawson, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any more questions of council?
I can get that.
Thank you. Vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Karen Brewington, Disability Insurance. Good morning.
Good morning. We recently completed a comprehensive review of our life and disability benefits through the RFP process. This was done by the Insurance Buyers Council. We have Mr. Steve Fallon with us here today to address any questions you may have in your summary packet. The Insurance Buyers Council sent the RFP to 13 carriers. And based on those carriers, their information that we received was, we examined the competitiveness of current life and long-term disability benefits. We obtained quotes based on the new structure of our disability benefits through our new ordinance. We identified a carrier to provide life and disability benefits, including self-funded short-term disability through advice-to-pay services and improved administration and claim management. We also were able to offer our employees the opportunity to elect additional life insurance. The good news through this all was we obtained significant reduction in group life and long-term disability costs. So what our current carrier was quoting us were below that. So we were also able, successful in securing multi-year rate guarantees. So we have a 3-year guarantee. A review of this marketplace as a benchmark against our current plans proved that based on the review of the RFP responses, it was recommended by an Insurance Buyers Council to award the group life and disability coverage to Hartford. Do you have any questions?
This sounds good. Sounds very good.
Questions of council for Mrs. Brewington?
This is Mr. Fallon from Insurance Buyers Council.
Come on, we got to have one question for him at least.
Give her a hard time. Yeah.
No, him, for him. He's come a long way.
This is very good news for us as far as terms of managing our disability, which was, in my opinion, previously the company that had it mismanaged it or didn't manage it. It was open-ended, as you know. That's why we went, and one of Karen's first things was to prepare new ordinances to tighten the disability program up, which was successful, and then we needed a new carrier, so that's what kind of drove this, because we were not pleased with the service we were getting. So we've used Insurance Buyer Council before for many of our insurance recommendations and advice, and they worked on a group hospital, so. Mr. Fallon did a good job in summarizing our RFP results, and we did get a very good deal.
Any questions of council?
Can't think of any.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council contracts services with Hartford for group life and disability insurance services beginning July 1st, 2012, for a period of 3 years.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fallon, for coming down.
Grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Okay, just a few today. The first one, Delaware Police Chiefs Council.
That's a previous?
Yes, it is. It is a previous grant.
That's for comp expenses, right? We get like $100 a piece or something? Or?
Yes, we do.
Do it again.
So moved. $100 a piece.
Entertain a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. To grant $100 each council district to Delaware Police Chiefs Council for conference expenses. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And again, the Delaware Police Chiefs Council, but this time for staff development seminar.
That was the same thing,
typically
was it
not? Fund this every year as well at the same amount.
Okay.
Well,
so moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Right. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
$100 each for the Delaware Police Chiefs Council for staff development seminar. Correct. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
And I want the police chiefs to remember that I introduced that.
Mm-hmm. Bill, the Sussex Cyclists.
Mm-hmm. Where are they from?
That is from Rehoboth. And last year we did 500 each, Mrs. Deaver and Mr. Cole.
So moved.
Do it again. Yes.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 to the Sussex Cyclists for Bike Safety Program. $500 for each of those two accounts. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the last one, New Hope Center.
And what's involved in that? No, but
did that a previous grant?
That is a previous grant.
Oh, okay.
They've had human service grant, and you've granted $500 before.
I could do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 to New Hope Center for operating expenses, Mrs. Deaver's account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
That's it. Thank
Proposed
you.
Proposed zoning ordinances introduction, Mr. Moore.
There are none.
And this was brought for council. Mr.
We
Guy
do.
Is on the way up.
I think we have some people that want to come talk to us. New councilwoman back there.
Okay. First person here, Eric Bodenwasher.
Weekly event.
I'm on time today. Many of us were sorry to hear that a federal judge imposed an injunction against the chairman leading the Lord's Prayer, and we hope that you will continue the practice of having an invocation at the beginning of these meetings. I know you collected a large amount of letters from citizens that support your reciting the Lord's Prayer. Might be time to collect those up and show them off. I would like to humbly submit a few suggestions as to how you might continue to support your reciting of the Lord's Prayer. You could decide to see if the same prayer might just happen to occur spontaneously from the citizens that are sitting back here in the gallery. One citizen might just happen to start saying it, and everyone else might just jump right in behind them. You might also consider a public commentary section to be placed at the beginning of the agenda, which would allow citizens to deliver the prayer or a quick prayer of their own. And I have prepared a short benediction for today's meeting, so if we could all bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, over all creation, holy is your name. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let earth become as it is in heaven. Please give us the food we need today. Please forgive our sins. And please cause us to forgive those who sin against us. Please do not let us give in to the temptations that come about. And please deliver us from those who do evil. For this is your kingdom, and you have all the power, and your glory lasts forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bobby Horsey.
Yeah.
Barbara Vaughn.
Brand new councilwoman.
You're excited, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Good morning, I'm Barbara Vaughn.
I'm another woman.
Lewis. As of last night, I'm no longer a member of the Lewis City Council, but I would like to introduce to you our new member of council. This is Bonnie Osler. She was inaugurated last night. She has been she's been a property owner in Lewis since 1993. She's retired attorney from the Maine Justice Department, and we are delighted that she is appointed by the mayor to be the liaison with the county. So you will be seeing Bonnie at meetings, and you will be delighted to meet her and know her. She's terrific. So I just wanted to bring her to.
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you for your service to City of Lewis.
Yes, but you have been outstanding.
And I look forward to working with you.
And the same here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're going to be missed, Barbara.
Dan Kramer.
Pass.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel pretending. I'm sorry.
Yes, Mr. President, we're going to have quite a few people today with executive session because of the small room we have and the potential for it to run longer. One suggestion the council may have, instead of going into a small conference room, is clearing this room and doing the executive session right here, but it's council's pleasure.
We would just have everybody just leave right now.
Wouldn't be televised, that's for sure.
Pardon?
Would we need a 5-minute recess or what? 2-minute recess?
I'll just ask people to leave here.
Yeah. Why don't we take a 3-minute recess and give everybody a chance to take a break and assemble?
Your motion.
Second.
We need to turn off the.
I have a motion and a second to go to executive session for personnel and potential litigation. Any questions on that motion?
Are we going to recess?
We're going to do a recess. We've got to do a recess first.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're going to do a 3-minute. Give everybody a chance to get out of that room.
Okay. We will have a recess, then we'll do this.
Right.
We'll vote on motion, though, to have executive session.
I thought we voted. Sorry about that.
Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We'll take a 3-minute recess before executive session. We'll allow everybody to leave the room. We're going to use this room today for executive session.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Hey.